Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, it is that time of the week. We're going to have a little Kiss the Baby segment here as we try to create a perfect playoff field. So if you're unfamiliar, every week we eliminate another team from the postseason. The rule in the catch, though, of course, is you have to eliminate teams before they're actually eliminated. So you can't just like hold the Jets until week 17. They'll be eliminated far before that. So we do it each week, and this year the callers are part of the team. So this week, Scott in King of Prussia is our caller entry, which means he won the Hess truck. Congratulations, Scott. We're excited to have you as part of Kiss the Baby, and you got yourself a 2025 Hess stock car racer. How you doing, Scott?
Doing well. Greetings, guys.
Greetings, Scott. All right, so Kyle, why don't you tell the audience who Scott and the callers have already eliminated?
All right, Scott. So you and the callers have already eliminated the New Orleans Saints, Jacksonville Jags, Tennessee Titans, Minnesota Vikings, Seattle Seahawks, New York Jets, Washington Commanders, and the Miami Dolphins.
All right, Scott, who are you going to knock out this week for the callers and the listeners?
The Cleveland Browns.
That's a layup. That's a good one, Scott.
Not bad. It absolutely is.
So, and Scott, good phone call, man. We appreciate you being part of Kiss the Baby, and you got yourself the Hess toy truck. And you could go, everyone could go on HessToyTruck.com to get yours, the 2025 edition. All right, so Scott went first for the calls. Order this week. Scott with the callers, Kyle, Hugh, and I will go last. That puts Kyle up next this week.
Yeah, and I appreciate Scott giving me... This is all falling into place for me.
Yeah, is it?
Like the way this is going
By the
so
way,
far.
The callers have done a decent job. I think the
decent.
Seahawks one
Seahawks
is going to...
Seahawks is a very bad
Yeah, that one's going to hurt.
But they left one for me that I was hoping would be left for
what
me.
What do you got?
You can't give up, or you can't throw for 500 yards and still lose to the Chicago Bears.
Mm.
They're going to be trading players away. They've already started trading players away. Yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals are packing it in. They're waving the white flag, and they're officially eliminated from the playoffs.
It is a wrap. Okay, all right, Kyle takes the Bengals out this week. Hugh Douglas, who are you eliminating?
Ooh, I have so many different teams to choose from. I think I'm going to go in our division. But which team am I going to eliminate? Because it looks like all three of them ain't going.
You haven't eliminated any NFC teams?
Is this Hugh's admission that the East is a wrap?
Wait a second. Maybe this informs his take yesterday. He hasn't eliminated a single NFC East team yet? These teams
yet.
Suck, man.
This is selfish by Hugh. He wants to kiss the baby playoff. Picture.
No. I'm just saying. Like I said, I'm still locked in, but I think I'm gonna go with the Commodores. Commodores are out of this thing.
Okay. Well, I agree with you on that. Okay. All right. So the Commanders have officially been eliminated.
Uh-huh. Well, once you eliminate two more, then you have officially. All right. So we were trying to figure out when Hugh would officially call it.
I know.
Once he kisses the baby on all three other NFC's teams, when he officially calls.
I mean, you can't fight that, right? That's just math.
That's banner day for you.
Can't fight that logic. That'd be about 9 weeks from now.
Hold on. I got news for you. These teams are going to be eliminated before 9 weeks from now.
Well, I'm just
9 weeks.
Down.
The playoffs will have started. We're about to start getting real eliminations. Probably soon.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're right. For like the Jets and Browns.
Gotta keep an eye on
you. All right. Well, so I wrote a couple teams down. You guys picked some off this week on my my choices, but that's all right. I had the last pick this week, so I dropped down my list, and I think it's just appropriate after the last couple days, after Hugh took out the Commanders, and after I declared the division over, and after they threw up on themselves at home last night, that I officially eliminate the Dallas Cowboys from playoff contention. It is over. We kiss the baby on the 3-5-1 Cowboys.
What have I done to deserve this?
See you, Jerry. Maybe next year, but they're out for this season. So I kiss the baby on the Cowboys.
Hold on. They're adding to their team at the deadline.
Yeah, that's wonderful. They could
they didn't know
that
you kissed the baby on them.
They just got torched by Jacoby Brissett. Did you see the corner on his standing on his head as Harrison scored that touchdown? Yeah, the Cowboys.
Dude, Deron Bland might be a horrendous contract.
Terrible. I mean, they're all
bad
contracts.
He got dominated by Marvin Harrison last
team stinks. And by the way, so the Cowboys, I think next they have a bye. Then they play the Raiders, who they'll probably beat, right? But then
you just never know.
After that, I think they have Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, back to back to back. So
you know them back to back.
Well, done. And I remember because yesterday this was a whole the Cowboys have Cardinals and then the Raiders before us, and we have the Packers and the Lions.
They lost,
but the Cowboys lost to one of those teams.
Yes.
You can't do that.
You
cannot do that.
They are 3-5-1 and headed down. I eliminate the Dallas Cowboys this week. All right, 215-592-9494. Now, we gave away one prize, but this four-pack of tickets is hanging out there to the Flyers game.
I'm going to put it out there yet again because we're getting to the wee hours of the show.
We are.
I've asked a lot of people on the phones.
Okay.
What their guess was.
Nobody
told me the correct
answer. Nobody's close yet. All right. So what about that fourth clue? Should we just give away the fourth clue?
I feel like we have to.
Hugh?
Y'all ready?
Clue number four for Hugh's clues today.
I played in the city. Professional sports.
Well, you didn't play many places, so I mean...
No, I'm just saying. I felt I should say that because somebody might guess Central State. You know what I mean? So I was there.
Well, that's actually in the Midwest.
Yeah, still far too many guesses in the actual Midwest after we won all that.
This is a disaster. Oh, let's go to Troy in the Northeast. What's up, Troy?
Listen, what's up, guys?
Hey, Troy.
I gotta say, Hugh.
Yes.
You can't do Hugh clues no more, man. We're gonna change it to Kyle's clues, man.
But they're mine.
We have done Q's clues before.
Yeah, we did that once. Yeah.
I love you, man. But listen, if you want to say you live in this city, that could be Magic City, man. We've been living in this city for a long time, brother. So stop it, Clue.
I haven't been to Magic City since when was that? March.
June. That's not even that long ago.
It was in June.
Yeah, you called us next
from
morning.
Magic City. Yeah,
just a few months ago.
Listen, man, you got to do better, man. But I think I do got the answer at the end of this conversation.
All right. So, what do you think? What do you want the Eagles to go get?
I want the Eagles. First of all, I want to get rid of Dylan, man, because we're not using him, and we need to get some of them draft picks back. That's what I think they need to start prioritizing. And I want an old line, like everybody else been saying. I need an old lineman because we got to get that depth. If we're going to start running in the cold weather, we got to make sure we have somebody that's going to block for these guys.
No doubt.
I mean, Biggs being for Saquon. So, I mean, that's what we got to focus on. I don't think any other splash is going to happen. We're not going to get Henderson. We're not going to get a safety or a cornerback. So we might as well just go for a lineman.
Troy, I'm with you. It's a smart idea, and especially because we're using Fred Johnson so much as the sixth O-line, you know, a lot of these run plays. So, you know, it's like we're really starting six offensive linemen with how often we're using them. We need more depth there. All right, Troy, what do you got? What's the guess?
All right. I mean, he basically gave it away. It's got to be Jacksonville.
Whew. You were so close.
Troy, it's not, man. And I'm sorry. I apologize. On behalf of the show, I apologize today.
Why?
Because we're dangling this carrot out in front of people of four tickets to hang out with us at the Flyers game. And you've got people twisted into a pretzel here with your logic.
Technically, I didn't live in Jacksonville.
It's the worst huge coincidence.
But you played in Jacksonville.
Okay, I did.
Yeah.
But
the answer's not Jacksonville.
I didn't live in Jacksonville.
Where'd you live? Like in a town outside Jacksonville?
Well, no. I had to be there for work. But as soon as I left work, I was not.
But you had a house there, didn't you?
I had to stay there. But as soon as I got cut, I left. So So that technically is not a place that I stayed.
What are you talking about?
I just resided there for like a hot minute, like 6 months.
You had a home and an address.
Yeah.
And mail came to your house.
Nah, I had to go to the house in Georgia.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, I still think you live there, but that's not the answer. Anyway.
No, it's not the answer.
Oh, jeez. Let's go to Drew in Broomall. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey, guys. First time calling in to your show. I think you guys got the best show of the three during the day. Jody Cameron thinks his job's way too important.
Wow.
Drew, well, we become shots at other shows.
We love the camera, right? We appreciate you listening to our show.
We love Joe the camera.
Yeah, we do love Joe.
No, I just like to have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, man. Really, really excited about the Jalen Phillips trade. I think he's going to be great as long as he stays healthy. I think this team's going to go far. And I also second the notion of trading for offensive line depth. I think with all the injuries and guys getting older, especially unfortunately Lane, definitely need to be ready if somebody goes down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without, and especially with how much we want to run the football and the plan to keep playing all these games all the way through February, it's hugely important. And Drew, I'm with you on Jalen Phillips. A couple of years ago, when he was on Miami and Vic was there before he got hurt that season, I thought he was playing at a Pro Bowl level. He's got real talent in him as long as he can stay healthy here.
100%, 100%. Yeah, just really excited about the Phillips trade. And, man, the offense, they keep just getting better and better. We're going to be hard to stop like last year, maybe just in a more complete way.
Yep. And look, if they play the way they have the last couple of weeks, this thing could really start rolling. Because I like the way the pass game has been, and then finally Saquon got going. All right, Drew, your guest for Hughes Clues to go to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd.
So I thought I had it with what I told Kyle, but obviously Hugh did not play in the city that I guess. And, I mean, talk about being twisted into a pretzel. Hugh, come on, man. I mean, is this town in America?
It is in America. That I promise you that.
Listen, Drew, the thing you don't need to do is attack the guy that has the Hughes clues.
That's you do.
That's not a good look.
That's what everyone's doing.
I don't know, man. You play in Jacksonville. Give me Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia.
Not playing.
Not it, Drew. We appreciate it. All right.
Dude, I'm telling you, no one's going to get it. It's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous thought.
Not ridiculous. I can't wait to tell y'all my rationale.
Yeah, and nobody's going to agree.
Man,
like, nobody.
This one's going to last for months. We're going to go back for months to Hugh Douglas thought this was a Midwest
city.
People
are never going to let you live this down.
And I don't care.
You will.
Well, you shouldn't. I'm glad you don't.
You might. You might want it.
Because I vibrate at a different frequency.
Well, different frequency.
Yeah, not a higher one this time. This one's much lower.
And different.
This one is much lower.
I think if you polled 350 million American people and said, is this city a Midwest city? Not one but you would say this.
It's me, and I have my rationale. As soon as y'all figure it out,
again,
I can
not
tell
rationale.
Y'all how I feel.
Mm. Okay.
It's the way I feel.
Rob in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Don't let me down, Rob. Rob letting us down.
Rob, like,
you know, I don't blame Rob if he bailed.
Rob's like, listen, I'm done with this guy. Let's go to Jason in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason.
Yeah, guys, how you doing today?
Good, Jason. What's up?
All right, listen, I can't listen every day, so my first question is, what happened with the Uber thing with you?
We ain't found him yet. We still on the hunt.
We haven't found him yet, Jason. Now, when we were in Delaware for a show last week, I did plug, you know, in my Uber app, I was looking to see if I could get a ride, just to see if the other Hugh Douglas would pick me up, but, you know, I didn't see him in there. So we're still on the lookout for the make-believe Hugh
here. All right. You guys got to find him. That's like a national story, I think. Once you do, it'll be really good. Okay, so here's why I'm calling, right? I think the Phils, I'm going to switch from football for just a second. I think they should try to get Schwarber, and I really think they should go after guys like Bader and those guys. But here are two words that need to change in the Phillies to get that team above the hump, right? Mm-hmm. 4 years, playoff team, we go home, we're all crushed every year. And the guy's name is Kevin Law. What does he do when the Phillies go into a swoon?
He ain't
I don't
coach,
know.
Right?
I mean, I respect Dombrowski, but in that freaking press conference, he's talking about what a great coach he is and he's a good man. Well, that's just fine. But in business, when you fail to lead and develop people, I'm sorry, Kevin, we're going to have to make a change. And you bring somebody in. Look at Caleb Cotham, what he's done with the pitching staff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, he is excellent. He's the best coach we have. He's an excellent pitching coach.
Right. So please move Kevin Long, Dave Dombrowski, and I do respect you, Dave, but what in the world are you doing to us fans by bringing him back? Look at the playoff record. It's horrendous.
Yeah, and Jason, good phone call, man. My perspective on the Long thing is this. Look, he has a track record. A lot of players over years, you know, from the Yankees to the Mets to the Nationals to the Phillies have kind of said we like Kevin Long. But
he gets a lot of props, man.
He does. And I understand why certain guys he's been with for a long time, right? Trey and Bryce and Schwarber, they all swear by him. My issue with Kevin Long isn't those guys. Because they're at the point of their careers. They are what they are, right?
Like, yeah,
they're
good. The younger guys.
That's my issue. The younger guys here have not progressed under Kevin Long. Alec Bohm is the same guy he was when he got to the big leagues. He's fine. Like, it's nothing special. It's not bad, obviously, but it's not great. Bryson Stott, sure, better August and September, but it's been 4 years now, and Bryson Stott is fine. Like, that's my issue, and as we graduate some more young guys in the next few years, like an Aiden Miller, I don't trust that Kevin Long is going to graduate those guys and become anything special here. So, yeah, I feel like that is an issue here. By the way, speaking of an issue, I feel like we can't not address this story.
What you got?
Well, so I saw this morning, Hugh, or maybe an hour ago, from Bleacher Report here. I'm just going to read you what it says. I don't even know what to do with this besides, as a show, we have to address it. Tom Brady revealed that his current dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023. Okay? The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that Brady is an investor in, using blood collected prior to Lua's death. Let me say this. I'm a dog person. Yeah. Love dogs. And I understand, you know, the idea that he probably loved his dog, right? And that dog passed.
Yeah, he missed the dog.
Psychotic behavior. It's crazy. It is crazy to clone your old dog and bring them back.
You know what I heard when you told me that story?
What'd you hear?
Damn, Tom Brady got long paper.
Well, of course he has long paper.
Tom Brady got long paper.
Would you not agree this is crazy behavior?
No. I believe that's the behavior you exhibit when you got bread.
No, I wouldn't do that if I had that kind of bread.
Make mine extra cheese. Put some cheese on my bread. That's what I look. No. When I heard that story, when you said it, I was like, damn, Tom Brady got long paper.
Of course he has as much paper as he wants.
He went to the company and he said,
make my dog again.
I miss my dog. And they said, we have the technology, better, stronger, faster. And they made, I'm like, damn, dog. How much that, like, seriously, that dog is the most expensivest dog on the planet.
Of course it is.
Because he cloned his dog. I wonder how close to his dog does it look?
It probably looks exactly like his dog.
Well, because when I hear clone, I'm thinking clone.
Like exact replica.
Like the spots or whatever, the markings are about the same. But my question is this: Do you have to train the dog again?
You think it comes out ready made like the last one?
We don't know about clones. Okay, I watched the Clone Wars, and when they clone Boba Fett, Jango Fett, which one of them?
We don't know about clones. You're right.
They usually come out with some type of memory of the original. They're like a carbon copy. So I don't know that. But the first thing I'm like, damn, Tom Brady got that bread.
That's why psychotic behavior.
Jaden Daniels' mom was all smiles when she saw him. Made me mad. I ain't got a chance.
Yeah, you're not close to that. I ain't got
that kind of paper.
I like how you spun this back to your chances with Jaden Daniels' mama.
That's how my mind works.
Yeah, I know.
They ain't got that kind of paper. He got that long paper, though, man. That's long. You know how long your paper is for you to go in and say, make my dog again? You know how much that probably costs?
Millions and millions of dollars.
And he just was like, I just want my dog. I love my dog that much. I want my dog back.
It just feels, it's wrong. I don't know what else to say. Like, we can't be cloning pets.
But you know what, though, Joe? Since we're down this rabbit
hole. Well, yeah, I brought us here, yeah.
Probably been cloning a whole lot. Tom Brady just was the first one actually talking about it. Remember a couple years ago that the lady was talking about she had some clone kids? And then the story just kind of went away?
Listen, guys, if we start cloning people, I'm out. I'm done.
I'm just saying. I know we're a sports show, but you went down this hole.
Are you pro-cloning or anti-cloning?
No, I remember vividly. The lady said she cloned some kids. It was like about 15, 20 years ago. And then all of a sudden, the story went away. And now you got Tom Brady with long paper, came back and told everybody just cavalierly, hey, I cloned my dog. So what you think?
You know, he definitely soft launched the story. There might be more clones.
You know what I'm saying?
He started with the dog to see how we handled all
this. And then you look how his face. Tom Brady might be a clone.
Well,
do you know what? Since we're here, like people have been talking about that a lot. Like, you know, you talk about them plays that we don't like to talk about. They talk about the clones have been around a lot. Like they were talking about Jamie Foxx clone. Those people.
Are you a clone?
No, I don't think so. Hell, if I was a clone, I'd have cloned myself with some hair. I mean, come on, man. The hell, I'm going to do this hair?
If it's a direct clone, it can't have hair.
Yeah, it's going to have the same cul-de-sac that you have.
If I'm a clone, damn it, you better figure out the hair gene and give me some long locks. Give me some long flowing.
I think it's safe to say no one would want to clone me. So you're just gonna get one.
If
I get a clone, I'm gonna get one with hair. And then I plant like with hell.
What do you mean? You say get a clone as if it's like a toy. Like it'd be a human. It'd be a being walking around.
The next time Tom Brady doing a game, I'm like, yo, dog, how much do clones cost?
When's the next time they're here? We got to ask Brady this.
Let me get my wallet and see how much money I got for the clone.
I need a video of you walking up to the press box.
Hey, wait a minute, Joe. I'm looking at my wallet.
Hey, Tom, how much for that clone dog you got there?
I ain't got enough money. I can look at my wallet. I ain't got enough money.
You got empty?
I got a couple of clones. I got a bunch of ones.
It's psychotic behavior.
Like I'm going to Magic City. I go to Magic City and get a clone.
You just went to in June. Kareem in South Philly. What's up, Kareem?
What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
man? Listen. I'm just trying to figure out how we ain't pull the trigger on this Sauce Gardner situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if they were speculating that Howie was willing to give up three for Myles Garrett, I would give up two first rounders so that I could solidify my backfield, knowing that the young guns that I got up front is already going to get a push if I got two lockdown corners. I'm not worrying about nothing on that back end. And then you still got Cooper Jejean sitting there in the slot, and I really think that blankenship need to go next year. But besides that, like, I would have gave up two for how you gonna let the Colts get them and toughen up what they got going on over there, even though they exposed Daniel Jones. This week. But
yeah, he had a bad week. Five turnovers. But Kareem, look, the Sauce Gardner move is the most interesting one so far. Hugh, would you have traded 2 ones for Sauce?
Man, that's no.
No.
No. No. No.
So Sauce track record don't with him next to Quinion, that don't solidify.
No, I mean, I hear you, but I wouldn't have gave
I think the problem is we already have Quinion.
So
the Myles Garrett thing would be like the centerpiece on that defensive line.
Also, I think
we had Quinion and we had Big Play Slay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
we need two.
Well, so here's
that doesn't mean you give up two firsts.
Right, Kareem, I would have given up one first for him. Two is pretty rich. Obviously, three is the Myles Garrett price. Look, he's a good player. He's not as great as Myles Garrett, and he hasn't been as consistent.
Myles Garrett might be the best player in the league.
I'm interested to see what he does in Indianapolis, because like it could be a great move for them. He could go back to being a great corner, and all of a sudden they're a contender. Well, you know, we'll see how it plays out. All right, Kareem, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Please.
Wilberforce, Ohio.
Goodness. Hugh did not play professional football in Wilberforce, Ohio.
And I think I
also
said
it's
that.
In the Midwest.
<I said that.
sighs> You may have broken Hughes Clues
this is,
forever.
This is the worst Hughes Clues we've ever done.
You think this is real funny?
I do. Because, listen, I'm a simple man.
Mm.
And y'all can do with that whatever you please.
Mm-hmm.
And I teed it up for you. Well, I teed it up this
again,
morning.
You didn't.
You got to listen.
And can we just reiterate, Hugh Douglas played professional football in this city. Somebody guessed Jacksonville.
So I think I don't know where the last answer came from, but I do think there could be a little bit of confusion. Not he played professionally for a game. His home city for his professional team was in
this city.
He played for this city.
I like how y'all.
I'm trying to help. We have one segment to go. The clock's ticking.
Because you know what? I hadn't considered. What am I going to do if we don't give this prize away?
We're going to give it away.
Well, I mean, this is the hardest one so far because it is a ridiculous thought you had this morning, and it sprung 3.5 hours of this. You're never going to live it down. Never.
I don't never live anything that I do that. What are you talking about?
That is true.
And yet, I still persevere. I'm a persevere through this day.
You're going to need it.
And I'm going to get ready for the next day.
215-592-9494. Your last chance to win this prize. 4-pack of tickets. The Flyers and the Sabres on December 3rd. All right, a few more cracks at it. You people. Plus, an NFL coach being a real bully yesterday. You're going to want to hear this. Some funny audio. Actually, maybe laugh, even though this was serious bully behavior. That, and we'll get any updates on any more NFL trades. What do you want the Eagles to do by 4 o'clock? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is back, people, and the Fanatics Sportsbook is already running plays straight out of an NBA championship playbook. Here's the deal. You guys have heard me talk about fan cash. Remember, every time you bet with Fanatics Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or lose. So even if you bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip into authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events with NBA legends. But that's not the only play, people, because as the listeners know, where other sports let injuries box you out, Fanatics Fair Play protects all bets from first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if your player goes out with an injury, Fanatics Sportsbook keeps your bet in play. Make the switch and get more ways to win with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We need to hear it more. It's one of my favorites. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to the phone lines here. A couple things to note, though. Tonight, we get both the Flyers and Sixers playing tonight. It's a fun night. Last night was a little quiet, just watching the Cowboys lose. So we get both playing tonight.
Beat up.
Yeah, they stink. Jared McCain back for the Sixers tonight. At least we expect him to be. It sounds like he's probable for the game. I'm excited for it. See how Nick Nurse uses all four of the guards. But Grimes playing well, and of course, Edgecombe and Maxey. So McCain back in the fold tonight, Sixers and the Bulls. So we'll watch a lot of good stuff going on tonight. And by the way, tomorrow, we're going to be at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tomorrow. Really all day. Whenever you can come out tomorrow, we'll be there. And it's Birds of the Bye, so we'll be talking Eagles all day long.
We have some
special guests on our show. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. live on-air shows tomorrow, including our show from 10 to 2. So come on by anytime you can tomorrow. But the real fun is going to be, especially towards the latter part of the day, Hugh, because we're going to have how about this? Some guest bartending. Here's going to be behind the bar tomorrow night. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, James Seltzer, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz, Devin Caney, and Elliot Shore Parks as we will.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah, we're pouring drinks tomorrow night. And this event, and it's really a great specialist fundraising event tomorrow night for the Travis Mannion Foundation. So come on out. We also expect some special guests, including maybe Lane Johnson, Merrill Reese, Swoop, Eagles cheerleaders. It's going to be a lot of great things going on tomorrow at Chickies at Pete's at South Philly. Come on by and hang out with us. And we promise we will treat you better than Sean Payton treats the media. Can we hear this? Sean Payton yesterday, Broncos head coach, kind of being a bully is the only way to say it. Let's hear Sean Payton.
Luca Evans, the Denver Post.
Yeah, Sean, just wanted to go back when you talked about the special teams issues and you were saying, you know, yesterday we have to get that cleaned up or we'll find someone else that can do it. Are you referring to personnel there? Or are you referring to coaching? You know,
Evan, if you were paying attention, I'm referring to players that aren't on the field that need to be. All right. Coaching is outstanding. All right. We'll get that cleaned up. My point is if there's 10 in the field and there's supposed to be 11. All right. Then that player that's supposed to be out there, I'll find someone else to do his job. Is that crystal clear?
Yep. My name's Luca.
Also. Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Your reaction to that, Hugh, is he berates the reporter for a good 15 seconds and had his name wrong the entire time.
I mean, would anybody be surprised? And I'm not condoning this. But if he get somebody catch him in the parking lot and swing on him.
Sean?
Like, yeah. Sean's had a couple moments. When he was coaching the Saints, he was like that.
He would do stuff like that. He's
man.
A great coach, but he's a bully.
Yeah, and he's a little bit over the top. That was uncalled for. I understand that sometimes the media members can be a little much, but man, he's trying to do a job.
Evan.
Yeah.
Evan.
Yeah, it's actually like, he's a bully.
Yes. I just love the guy's reaction to that. That's not my name, but we'll just, and he's like, yeah, okay, great. What wonderful. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to it. Hugh, we have a 4-pack of tickets to give away. I mean, bottom line is we have to give away these tickets. Otherwise, we can't leave. Those are the rules here. So if we got to stay past two, first, we have to apologize to the afternoon show because we're infringing on their show. And second,
they'd be all right.
Well, they would be all right. But do you want to stay past two?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. I'd like to go home. So
look. You want to go ahead and do that? I'm out.
No, Joe, I'm just saying. I mean, Joe, it should be.
I might leave too. Yeah,
but you should be forced to have to give away this prize away on their show.
This should be easy.
It's not easy.
It should be easy. I gave hints, like all throughout the show.
They weren't good ones.
They were great hints.
If we're being totally honest, they weren't good ones. All right, let's grab David in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, David.
What's going on, guys? So the main reason I called because Hugh is just out of control. I don't know if he's suffering.
First of all, David, CTE joke, that's not funny, bro. I mean, I understand you're trying to be funny and we're bantering back and forth, but that one's not funny. Okay, now you can finish. No problem. It's good. You're cool.
Only Hugh Douglas could think that, Philadelphia is in the Midwest.
100%.
You did that, David. Can I tell you why?
I mean, David, come on.
At what point did you figure out what this was?
Well, he played in the city. Like, I don't understand. Somebody already said Jacksonville, and everyone's not even – I don't know. I don't even.
All right, that helped. Made it easy. All right, David, you are our winner today. David, we appreciate it. 4-pack of tickets. You're coming to the game with us. Flyers, Sabres, Wednesday, December 3rd. Xfinity Mobile Arena, courtesy of the Philadelphia Flyers. Don't forget, the Flyers Charities Carnival is back on February 1st. PhiladelphiaFlyers.com for tickets there. All right, so now that we have reached the conclusion of this, Hugh Douglas –
dude,
what are you doing?
And when I said that, I said before I got it out my mouth, Kyle completely jumped all over me.
Yeah,
and I tried to give him my rationale because I remember when I was in New York, I never liked living in New York. I never liked living on Long Island. I never liked being in the city because it just felt too fast for me. And when I came to Philadelphia, it had more of a Midwest feel for me, and that's what I was talking about. Talking about the rolling hills, the countryside, and stuff like that, it kind of reminded me of Ohio. So when you said it, I was like, I know it's more Pittsburgh. That's more considered the Midwest, but Philadelphia feels like Pittsburgh to me. Right. That's what I was trying to say.
I think the hang-up was.
I won't even accept that.
The hang-up is the ocean is 40 minutes away.
I know,
away.
And that's what y'all got hung up on. And when I explained it, y'all were too far gone. Y'all didn't want to hear anything I had to say. I said, so let's go with that then. And I was okay with that. I mean, and you're right, to a certain extent.
Well, not a certain extent.
It's the
extent.
Way. Yeah, no. Well, it's to a certain extent.
No, and
it's
no,
the way
like
it makes me feel.
Extent.
No, that's how it makes me feel.
You're living your truth. We've established that.
But if I go to the moon and say this makes me feel like I'm in Pittsburgh, that doesn't work.
It has a Midwestern feel to
no.
me.
No.
It doesn't.
It really
it has
doesn't.
An East Coast
I don't like
feel.
Philadelphia has a Midwestern
no,
feel to
it's
me.
It's way more fast paced.
Yeah. Philadelphia's not that fast.
More angry, more fast paced. You can get away with this crap at Ohio. You say it here, people jump on you like a bunch of crickets.
You know what's funny? Because when I said it to a friend of mine, he was like, man, the people here are mean.
Yeah.
I mean, people are mean everywhere now.
So I put a poll up and said, does Philly feel like a Midwest city? And the most votes I've ever seen without a vote on one side, we had 98 votes before anybody said yes. It is now at 130. And it is at 98% no.
And you got to figure one or two of those yes votes are just to be
a joke.
Screw people.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
It's almost as east as any city can get.
No, I mean, I hear you, but this is what it feels like to me. It's my truth.
Have you looked at a map?
I don't need to look at a map. I know what I
see. Some would argue you do.
Yeah.
So I don't care what
I'm sorry. I think we all as a show should apologize to everyone who put in other guesses. Now, to be fair, and Dave won, The last clue, we're like handing it to you.
We did our best.
We said city that Hugh played in as a player, right? So that only leaves three.
And it's so insane that like people still just wanted to believe it was Jacksonville. We still got Wilberforce, Ohio. They're like, no, we can't be talking about Philly, right?
He was.
Because it makes zero sense.
I believe the conversation started with what the weather is on Monday night in Green Bay. And then somehow it's like we got to Philadelphia being in the
Midwest. No, yeah, because it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
Like, damn, it's going to be cold up there.
And you were like, that's the Midwest, like Philly. Yeah, yeah. I think you said that.
Yeah,
and
then, I did say that.
And
because the feeling. Yeah, the feeling. It was a feeling. So, yeah, that's how we got there.
What other cities are Midwest cities?
But to me? But geography isn't a feel thing. Like, that's an objective fact.
To me, what's the Midwest? Well, Indiana, that's the Midwest.
That's the Midwest, yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
No, Chicago,
Wisconsin.
I don't know.
Think about the Great Lakes.
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, I'll give you Chicago.
We'll give you the Great Lakes. I'll even give you like northwestern Pennsylvania, maybe.
Wait, you kind of weren't sure about Chicago.
I took Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is the Midwest.
Hold on. Chicago is like the definitive Midwest
city. I gave you Chicago.
But you don't give us Chicago. We get Chicago.
No, I'm saying I gave you Chicago.
No.
I gave you.
I don't think I understand how this works.
Pittsburgh, definitely Midwest.
That one is on the border. I'm not sure it counts. But I think it's more Midwest than Philadelphia, for sure.
Philadelphia feels
I'm
like
thinking Great Lakes-ish.
Yeah. To me, Philadelphia and Boston are similar East Coast, Northeast Coast
New
cities.
New York is almost like a separate entity.
To me, I disagree. Because to me, Philly feels to me more like a Midwestern town.
Yeah, that's, no.
Yeah, to me it does.
To you, it doesn't.
It really
no,
does.
No, no, no.
All right, this is gonna last forever.
I won't allow it.
I think tomorrow we just have to ask everyone we talk to is Philadelphia Midwest city,
Midwestern town, Midwest, all day.
But isn't it like other cities on the East Coast?
Like this is not like this is not like New York.
I agree with you on that. New York is its own thing. It's almost its own country. I mean, it's like
Boston. I haven't spent a lot of time in Boston.
Well, I think Boston and Philadelphia are very similar. Loud, brash,
similar than Philly is to Chicago.
No, because when you say Philly compared to Chicago and Boston, to me their downtowns are bigger. Like their inner cities are a lot bigger than ours. Like both of them. So I don't feel like it's like that. Now, since I've been around, Philly has like when I ride around Philly, to me it has more of a Midwestern feel. Because when you talk about major cities, like this is like where we are is like the tallest buildings in the city.
Yeah, we're in Center City.
Yeah, but it's not that big compared to Chicago's downtown or compared to Boston's downtown. So to me, it feels more like a Midwestern city. This feels more like a Columbus to me than a New York. No, I'm saying just the city.
Well, it's bigger than Columbus.
No, I'm just saying, but it
fighting,
the feeling.
Words.
See, I'm gonna go ahead and lay out because y'all the more I try to explain it, y'all.
But LA, like, has, LA
or
has
Cincinnati.
LA has huge buildings, but that's not what's that?
Yeah, I mean, but LA is its own thing too because it's out west. It's west.
Also,
it's,
like there is the backdrop of like the history of East Coast cities. Like that was colonial America.
Like DC,
no, I mean,
Boston,
Philly. I get it.
DC, Boston, Philly.
Yeah.
They're East Coast cities. Old buildings,
also,
right?
Like,
old infrastructure.
Yeah. Also, the people act very differently. Very differently.
That's why I combine Boston and Philadelphia. I think they're similar cities.
I guess, because I haven't spent a whole lot of time in Boston.
My girlfriend's from Chicago in the Midwest.
Midwest is different.
You're very, very different.
This was a wild one.
It was awesome.
I had some real reservations we were getting there, and we tried to give this away for a long period of time. Let's grab. We haven't heard from Jerry in a while. Jerry! Jerry? Jerry,
he
obviously.
Took the wind out of his sails with
that. I mean, I want to talk to Jerry because he drives around, right? He's a truck horn guy. I mean, he knows different cities and feels and all that kind of stuff. Rob in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rob.
How's it going?
Rob, do you think Philadelphia's a
We've
Midwest
city?
No, and it is even like a Midwest city, so you're totally wrong. And I grew up...
I'm sorry, Rob, I'm totally not wrong. It's the way that I feel, and I'm a down.
All right, that's your truth.
Again, things are objective.
Yeah.
That's your truth, I get that.
Yeah, it is.
I have a different feeling. I grew up in Glen Ellen, which is a little southwest of Chicago, so spent a long time in Chicago, and it's totally a different vibe. Still got a lot of family out that way. Nothing like Philly, and you're right, Philly is a lot smaller than Chicago.
Yeah, that is for sure. Yeah, Chicago's a huge city. All right, Rob, what are you thinking on the Eagles, and if Howie's got one more move left up in his sleeve here?
If it happens, I would. I agree with you, Joe. I'd love to see O-line, or, yeah, the offensive line, see it beef up, give Jalen a little more protection, a little more time, and give some of our other vets time to recover.
Yeah, and I think that's yeah, and that's important down the stretch. And Rob, man, good phone call. Like, so that we just had our bye, right? And hopefully, and there's a good chance, I would say a decent chance, the Eagles get the number one seed. But if they don't, that's it, right? We don't have any more bye weeks, no more off weeks until potentially right before the Super Bowl. So that's a long time with these offensive linemen. And I think if Howie pulls a trade-off for an O-lineman in the next few hours, it is, I think, kind of out of nowhere, but worth noting, Fred Johnson's not your typical backup anymore. They use a lot of six O-line formations, which means he's playing like 25 snaps a game. So he's also part of it. You might need a backup for him. All right, let's grab Sean up in Philadelphia. Hey, Sean.
Hey, yeah, man. You know what? The last caller, man, he took the words right out of my mouth. I think a O-lineman is definitely needed. I mean, Jalen Hurts being sacked, what, 24, 25 times this season? It's a little too much for me. Although I'm not feeling those sacks, but I just think to keep him as healthy as we can. And Saquon Barkley running like that against the Giants, and I want to see him do that against a better defense. And with an O-line, you know, with a better O-line, we can probably get him some more runs like that against a good team, not a team like the Giants. You know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah, well, and they're going to face a good one coming up. I mean, Green Bay's got a good run defense, and we're going to see right away next Monday night if that run game is really fixed. Was that just the Giants?
Did they turn the corner?
Yeah, we're going to find out very soon here. Sean, we appreciate the phone call. Can we check in with you people today? I'm sure they have a lot to say on
you
this
people.
One.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So there's really two different versions of you people today. There's pre-Philly is in Midwest City, you people.
And then whatever's become
and
since then.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's been tough to sift through. It's like a bomb went off in there.
I'm not surprised.
No, I mean, we'll start in chronological order here because the chat did start discussing our probable first-round playoff opponents at home.
Oh, good, because we've clinched.
Because we've now clinched, and everybody is now on board.
Okay.
And I'm glad that people... It took them one night, but a Cowboys loss will do it.
So what are we thinking? Maybe San Francisco here in the first round?
I think people settled on San Francisco probably being the most preferable choice to play.
Yeah, the and team in the walking
crazy.
Wounded. Yeah.
Yep.
Eagles is 4.5 favorites, maybe?
Yep.
4.5? Yeah.
And then we give our takes, and then we got Trey Hendrickson. You should be fired.
For wanting another great player on the team?
Yep.
Say being greedy.
Lose your job, yeah.
Why can't I be greedy?
I mean, you can. I don't have a problem with that.
Again, like, it's okay. And, like, to what Ross said, if people believe that because we said it and they get disappointed that they don't get it, like, that's a you problem.
Yeah, it is. Again, it'd be different if we came on and said, we heard the Eagles are getting Trey Hendrickson, and then you're disappointed.
Like nobody's going to go around today parroting around that Philadelphia's a Midwest city.
I will.
Because people don't just believe everything that they hear. They shouldn't.
It's a Midwest feel for me.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I just won't allow it.
What city would you compare it to in the Midwest?
You know what's funny? I had a friend of mine just chime in and said, this does have a Boston feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston also
but
East Coast.
I would say, to me, it feels like more of a Columbus. It's more of a laid-back. When I got here, it was really a laid-back vibe. It didn't feel like New York. Coming from New York, for me, this felt more like home. Than New York did.
Columbus.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I was looking at the geography. I think our downtown is bigger than Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was looking at that. Yeah.
Population's got to be more.
Oh, yeah. Chicago's more definitely bigger. Yeah. Also, I believe our inner city's bigger than Boston's, too, by the way.
Yeah, to me, the Boston, Philadelphia, D.C. thing is they're all old cities.
Yeah. Right,
old
right.
infrastructure.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. East Coast cities, again.
Old
not,
cities.
Not Midwest.
Midwest feel.
Your jobs are to spread fake news, you clowns. Might be true after the Phillies and Midwest cities.
Yeah.
That's Philly. That's not fake news. That's my feeling.
I actually might have to apologize to my son's teacher. I found out yesterday, my son, who's in fifth grade, that one of his friends brought a radio in. They turned us on yesterday at recess.
To apologize, yeah.
So if and
wait a minute. What did the kids listen to the show at recess?
They were listening at recess yesterday. I asked what part.
That'll be the last.
You ready for what part they heard? Because I was trying to place like what part of the show was his recess. He said, well, Hugh asked that he wanted Thanksgiving back. That's what they heard yesterday. Yeah. So.
See, man.
One kid at a time,
man.
Yep. We're gonna take this thing back.
Changing the world.
Hugh Douglas does not remember the 1970s. I don't even know what that was about.
The 70s came up today?
I do remember the 70s. I remember riding around with no helmet on and drinking water out of a water hose.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Good old 70s.
Hugh aging himself. I remember the 70s.
I remember him well.
I don't remember anything from the 70s. Mm-hmm.
They already did clone Hugh. He's driving around as an Uber driver in Delaware.
That could be it.
Yeah. Walk right into that one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Only over 1,900 cities in America, Hugh.
Yeah, that was...
Your first clue did not do a good job.
I deserved that one.
Yep. Okay, yeah, this is the problem with Hugh's clues.
Everything.
Yeah.
just everything. Well, because really it's not so much a game of clues. It's a game of guessing
what I'm thinking.
It's a get in your head game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I sit here and everybody's upset. And once we say goodbye, I'm going to go home and I'm going to give me a nice little bottle of wine. And
you're going to get banged up?
You should
get banged
laugh up. And giggle.
The funny part is, of all the potential answers, today was one of the easiest ones. Like, the answer today was just Philadelphia.
I thought it was either going to be the first guess or literally nobody was going to get it.
I sang on my own when the show started. Patti LaBelle, Philadelphia. Mm. I said, on my own, once again, and y'all, nobody caught that.
The answer's just so out there that, like, there was...
No, nobody, like, the people that listen get me. Like, there are some out there, very, very few, but there are some that get me. Well, they just couldn't get through.
There's somewhere I understand you're like, I'm like, okay, some people really just thought this isn't getting through to them. Yeah. Like, does it not say anything to you that, that it was literally impossible for anybody to even conceptualize what you're talking about?
Are you asking me a question?
Yes.
It didn't ring a bell, like, maybe...
Kyle, the simple fact, you know what, sometimes... I don't know if you've noticed this yet, but sometimes, just because, I like to do things just because it irritates you.
It does.
We've all noticed.
No, because we were all saying, well, let's not do that. But Kyle's reaction was like, no, let's do this one. And all day long.
It was so annoying.
He was thoroughly annoyed.
This is one of those, this is going to be rent-free in my head for a long time.
The simple fact that Kyle's friends were calling him, asking him.
I got a lot of texts.
I wish everyone could have been in our meeting. I wish it was broadcast. Because I'm remembering exactly how it went now. We were talking about the game Monday night. I think Hugh asked what the weather was. Right, and I pulled up my app, and it said 25 degrees in Green Bay. And Hugh said, wow, it's already that cold in the Midwest? Philadelphia is the Midwest. Yeah. And that's where the day...
Yeah, we're like, hold on, huh?
We lost the whole day from there.
Yep. I said, let's go with that.
We lost the whole plot of the day left us.
Yep. All right, so one more before we revealed the answer. That's the clue. Bring in the chants. Fire! And then we had Let Us Pray, Lord, Deliver Me from Hugh's Clues.
On my own.
They're praying on the YouTube chat.
Once again,
yep. And then we revealed the answer. How could Kyle have allowed this?
It's on you.
It is on me. Done with you guys.
Until tomorrow.
Upper room, bro.
In the upper room.
I... don't even know what to say.
It's one of the most insane things that's happened on the history of our show.
Can I share something else with y'all since we're here? When we have days like this and everybody's befuddled, you know how it makes me feel? My work here is done. I have created chaos and I live rent-free in everybody's head.
You created an enormous amount of chaos.
Now, the only thing I'm worried about is when I go home, if somebody listens to the show, be like, boo, you're Hugh's clues.
Yeah, if you see Hugh driving around, boo him. Boo him.
You suck. You Douglas.
This is one where the neighbors are going to talk to me when I get home. Is he serious with this?
The problem is we're going to have to answer for this. It's like when AJ makes cryptic tweets and the coaches and players have to answer for it. Joe and I are going to have to answer
for
your
nonsense.
And then
I'm going to go home and sip on some Merlot.
Yep, and get banged
and
up.
Just relax.
With just a few more. Mm. I wasted hours of my life for this.
Appreciate you.
How do you think we feel?
Well, Del Rio was right. And finally, yeah, I used to love Hugh Douglas.
It's over.
On my own.
You've lost them forever.
Once again.
All right, that's more than enough for us. All right, we got to go. Afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow from Chickies and Pete's tomorrow, South Philly. Come on by. We will be there. WIP live from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Guest bartending tomorrow night. Come on by. It is for the Travis Manion Foundation. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.